The KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. A retired Amador Sheriff's deputy lost his life in a two-vehicle accident yesterday morning on Highway 88 near Highway 104. According to the CHP and Amador Sheriff's Office, around 7:30, 63-year-old Mark Lawrence was traveling eastbound on 88, just east of Highway 104, when his vehicle drifted off the roadway. Lawrence overcorrected, crossing into the oncoming lane of traffic, colliding head-on with a transfer truck driven by George Garion Jr. of Plymouth. Deputy Lawrence, the sole occupant of the pickup truck, was traveling to his assignment as an Amador County Sheriff's Office court security deputy at the county courthouse. Medics with American Legion Ambulance, IOM Police, California Highway Patrol, Jackson Police, CAL FIRE, Ione Fire, and Jackson Valley all responded. Deputy Lawrence was transported by medics to an awaiting air ambulance at the CAL FIRE Academy. CPR and other life-saving measures were performed, but ultimately the deputy succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead. Lawrence spent 26 years with the Amador County Sheriff's Office and retired in 2010. In 2014, he was sworn in as an Amador County Court Security Deputy. The Sheriff's Office thanks all the agencies involved for their overwhelming support and professionalism, compassion, and support.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit hit the jackpot, busting five illegal grows over a three-day period last week. On the 10th, deputies eradicated 6,588 marijuana plants at an outdoor grow off Armstrong Road in Sheep Ranch. Two suspects seen fleeing the scene, and although they were not apprehended, evidence seized from the scene is still being examined. The investigation is ongoing. That same day, deputies eradicated 48 growing marijuana plants just down the road at another outside marijuana grow on Armstrong Road. No suspects arrested at that second site. Then on the 13th, 247 growing marijuana plants eradicated, two suspects arrested at a grow site on Ridge Road, Railroad Flat. Later the same day, deputies served a search warrant at a home off Prussian Hill Road in Railroad Flat. That residence converted into an indoor marijuana growing facility with numerous health and safety hazards located, including severe mold. 2,126 growing marijuana plants eradicated, 22 pounds of processed marijuana was seized. Calaveras Code Compliance was called to the scene and red-tagged the residence. Two suspects were arrested. The Calaveras Sheriff Office encourages anyone with info on illegal marijuana cultivation sites to call the marijuana tip line at 754-6870.
And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors voiced majority approval this week for establishing a county department of cannabis control. Introduced by District 5 Supervisor Ben Stopper, the idea of a centralized cannabis department would be to reduce strain on the various county departments involved in regulating production of the crop. Under Stopper's plan, the department would be housed under the County Administrative Office and would facilitate background checks, process applications, and help inspect grow sites. It would also serve as the location for prospective growers to file applications, and its staff would help guide individuals through the application process. The board voted 3-2 on directing staff to draft a cannabis department into the background check ordinance, with the two opposing votes from Supervisors Mills and Toffanelli. But there was consensus among supervisors that background checks were necessary. Now, under the proposed ordinance, an employee or employer would receive a commercial cannabis clearance badge from the county after passing a background check. The first reading of the background check ordinance will be October 1st. At that time, the board will also review the companion ordinance detailing the specifics of commercial growing regulations as adopted by the Planning Commission.
Well, a Yorba Linda man was arrested for hit and run following an incident Wednesday morning. Around 6:30, Ashanti Thomas traveling southbound on 49 north of Howell Road. Shayna Casillas was also traveling southbound on 49 in front of Thomas. Well, according to the report, Thomas crossed the double solid yellow into the opposing lane towards oncoming traffic and attempted to accelerate past Casillas. Casillas applied her brakes and steered to the right. The opposing traffic also veered to the right to avoid Thomas traveling in their lane. Now, while attempting to pass, the right side of Thomas's vehicle collided with the left side of Casillas's. Both parties drove to the shoulder of 49 and waited for highway patrol. Although Thomas momentarily stopped, did ultimately flee the scene until being stopped by Angels Camp police. With assistance from the public, CHP San Andreas able to positively identify Thomas as the driver and his vehicle involved in the collision and arrested him for hit and run. The use of alcohol and or drugs not a factor in this collision. California law does require that drivers involved in a property damage traffic collision make contact with the owner of the damaged property, provide driver's license, current address, and vehicle registration.
And the second of three planned voter consultation workshops to educate Amador County voters on next year's new voting process is set for this afternoon, 1:30 to 2:30 in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Now, they will address voter accessibility, providing detailed information on how the office will work to increase accessibility and participation of eligible voters with disabilities under the new laws. For more details, contact the Elections Department.
And get vaccinated at an upcoming flu clinic for free. That's right. Coming up at Sutter Amador Hospital Outpatient Service Center, a free flu clinic will be held October 26th from 10 to 2. They do ask, if possible, that you bring a non-perishable food item to be donated to the Interfaith Food Bank. Flu immunizations will be free of charge to all attendees, available to all people over the age of 3. And this year, flu immunizations will not be available at Amador County schools, so this is a great opportunity to have your children immunized, and also at no cost. If you have any questions, call 223-7500.
And a reminder for you, free disposal of pine needles at Pine Groves Transfer Station for ACEs taking place on Saturday. That's from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4. So again, that's free disposal of pine needles at ACEs Waste Services in Pine Grove on Saturday the 21st from 9 to noon, ACEs Waste Services, and from 1 to 4. Remember, no yard maintenance companies or landscapers, meaning no commercially generated pine needles. You must show your Amador County identification card. No out-of-county pine needles accepted. 2 trips per vehicle and limit 2 cubic yards per vehicle. Amador Air District and or ACEs Waste Services may refuse service at any time. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.